Instant Reaction Podcast, HawkeyeNation.com. Andrew Downs here with you on a Thursday night, and that one was rough. That sucked. A bad loss. I mean, as bad of a loss can be at Michigan State, but a game that you could have won, should have won, had opportunities to win, and let slip away ultimately, 63-61 Michigan State. And the Hawkeyes now fall to 4-5 in the Big Ten, 12-8 on the season, two losses in a row now, both on the road after that four-game win streak. Was disrupted by the Northwestern postponement. We'll get that game back next week. And now you head into a pivotal stretch of games where you've kind of lost all room for error. Disappointing game tonight on a lot of levels. There were some good things, and we'll get to those things. But, you know, the overwhelming emotion right now is just disappointment and fear for, you know, what this means for the rest of the season. It feels like this will be one of those losses that you look back on at the end of the year, and if you could just have done a couple of things differently and gotten this win, it would have been a big one. And I was just not able to do it. Had good looks at the end of the game. Peyton Sanford had a couple of good looks from three to win the game, but ultimately wasn't able to hit those, and Iowa just couldn't get it done. Couldn't get the job done. Couldn't get it done from the line. Couldn't get it done from three. And when it mattered the most, you know, couldn't get a stop, couldn't get a shot in those last couple of minutes. When, you know, we really, I tweeted something with, you know, just under 4 minutes left. It's tied at 59, I think. And it's gut check time. You know, do you leave with a good win or do you leave with a bad loss? And the Hawkeyes left with a bad loss. And now you go into this Rutgers game on Sunday at home, feeling like you have to win. You know, really, at this point, you need to win these next three. This is a tall task before you go to Purdue 2 weeks from tonight. And, you know, it's just it feels like, in some respects, the season slipping away just a little bit. That's probably going too far. I'm probably being too emotional, but that's going to be what this podcast is, so deal with it. There's a reason I don't do many instant reactions after losses, but this felt like one that needed to be reacted to. The reason I don't is I usually just you know, open a beer and cry into it and you know, work through these emotions on my own, but now you get to come along with me. So 63-61 Michigan State, and the inconsistency of the officials was on full display. The Breslin Center and Tom Izzo home court advantage when it comes to things like getting calls was on full display for much of the night. But that's not why Iowa lost. Iowa lost really for three reasons. 3 of 17 from 3-point line, 6 of 13 from the free throw line, and 13 turnovers. You can't shoot that poorly on the road. You can't turn the ball over that often on the road and expect to win. And yet Iowa was very close, had a chance to win at the end. But the 6 of 13 and a couple of those, I think at least one, maybe a couple, were the front ends of 1-and-1s. Those are just killers. They're absolute killers, especially in a game like this where you're not getting the whistle. You're not going to get to the line very often. You're not going to get those calls. And so when you do get them, you need to make them count. And I was just not able to do that. Chris Murray disappeared at the end of the game, whether that was – I mean, it wasn't that they weren't getting the ball. Michigan State played good defense on him. And Chris, it wasn't Chris's night from the field. He was 0 of 5 from 3-point land, 5 of 13 from the field. So, you know, it certainly wasn't his night. You know, do you question whether or not he should have taken the last shot? I guess they kind of used him as a decoy, and you can't get a better look than what Peyton Sanford had, certainly on that first, the first missed three. Iowa got the rebound back. Peyton had another chance at it, didn't hit that. I don't know if that final shot that I think it was Rabracha, maybe Connor, got off. I don't know if that would have counted. It doesn't matter. But Chris Murray disappeared at the end of that game. He didn't take a shot in the last 6.5 minutes, and that can't happen. It just, that absolutely can't happen. Aaron Ewell's played great. Great's probably too much. Aaron Ewell's played well. He played really well offensively. When you talk about scoring, he did have overs, and one of those was right at the end, and that was a key moment, a key turnover that you just can't have happen. He's always been good defensively, but he was bad from the line as well. I'm not sure why I don't have that stat here in my box score, but I know Ulis missed the front end of at least one and one. Here we go. Let's see. From free throw line, Ulis was 0-3. So 8 of 10 from the field, 17 points, stepped up, had 3 assists, did have those 6 turnovers, which were killers, a couple of rebounds from him. But 0-3 from the free throw line is rough for a guard, and it's just, it's these recurring problems that Iowa has had under Fran McCaffrey, guards who can't make the plays when you need them to be made, teams that don't defend. And this, I mean, I would defend it pretty well in this game overall, but just, you know, when you lump in that Ohio State loss with this one, it's just these trends that you see year in and year out, and are just really, really troubling. So Ulis was Iowa's leading scorer. Philip Rabracha had 16 and 11, couple of assists for him. He played well, 7 of 15 from the floor, 2 of 3 from the free throw line. But he played well. Philip Rabracha was good. He made a couple of really nice moves. He battled in there. They weren't getting calls, but he played well. Chris Murray, 11 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, a couple of turnovers. And again, 5 of 13 from the field, 0 of 5 from 3-point line. You get 11 points from your best player on a night where you need him to do more than that. And that was tough. Peyton Sanford, 5 points. He hit that 1-3 in the first half, but only got to play about 3.5 minutes in the first half because he picked up that second foul. And then didn't play much in the second half. Played, you know, some in the last 10 minutes, and was obviously in at the end of the game. Had 3 rebounds, did Peyton Sanford. And then other than that, it was DeSante Bowen and Josh Dix who played a few minutes each. Bowen had 1 point, had a steal, a turnover, a foul. 1 of 2 from, and Josh Dix didn't. I guess he did take a shot. He took a 3, kind of an ill-advised 3, had a rebound and a foul, but only played a few minutes. And that was. And then you got Tony Perkins. Tony Perkins had 6 points on 2 of 5 shooting. He was 2 of 2 from the line. He had a couple of rebounds, a couple of steals. And then Connor, 5 points. A couple of odd threes from Connor. He feels it a little too much at times, but, you know, he does so much else. He's so consistent out there. He had 8 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 assists. But Iowa just needs to find, and especially on a night when Chris Murray is not going to have a good night, you know, if Murray and Rabracha are consistently doing what they're doing, then you can get a Ulis, you know, between Ulis, Perkins, Sanford, Connor, and then hopefully Patrick when he returns. If you get 2 of those guys playing well, this is a really, really hard team. The problem is that consistency. They just haven't been able to put it together, and certainly not in these last couple of games. Got off to a 10-0 start, did the Hawkeyes, and looked really good, but gave that up pretty quickly. Down by 1 at halftime. We're up for much of the second half. But again, the refs stopped calling fouls about halfway through that second half when Michigan State got to 6. And so, I mean, the officiating is certainly part of the story, as it almost always is. But again, it's not why Iowa lost. Iowa lost because they couldn't hit free throws, they couldn't make threes, and they couldn't hold on to the ball. And that's really just what it is. It's disappointing, heartbreaking, whatever word you want to put on it. And again, I don't want to go too far or put too much hyperbole on this, because ultimately it's one loss at the Breslin Center on the road. You know, not the end of the world, but a game that you gave away. A game that you needed and that you had or could have had, and you gave it away. Go through a few of the team stats here. Iowa shot 45% from the floor, held Michigan State to 38%. But Michigan State did hit 8 threes, 8 of 20, 40% from three-point land. And Iowa just 3 of 17, less than 20%. Free throw line, again, Michigan State wasn't great either, 7 of 12. But Iowa lost, just left a lot of points at the line. And in a game where you lose by two, that's such a big story. Rebounds are pretty even. Iowa out-rebounded the Spartans by 1, 38-37. Iowa only had 9 assists on 26 made baskets. That's a low number for them. Those 13 turnovers for the Hawks to just 10 for Michigan State. And the turnovers the last couple of games are obviously very concerning. So, yeah, I guess, you know, just not a ton of analysis other than you couldn't hit the shots when you needed to. And you limp back home, having lost two in a row now and putting yourself in a really tough spot. I don't know the analytics. I don't have Ken Palm up or anything like that. I'm sure all of that will be covered as we move forward. And on HawkeyeNation.com with Rob Howe and John Bonacamp, Rick Brown. But now you come home Sunday afternoon against Rutgers, and you need to win this game. It's a must-win now. And the game against Northwestern is a must-win. And that game against Illinois, you just have to hold serve on your home court. Because then you go to Purdue, you go to Minnesota, you feel like you could win that game. Ohio State comes home, or comes to Carver. You got to win that game. You probably need to win at Northwestern. I mean, let's just... Iowa's 4-5. They need to get to, 11-9, probably, to feel comfortable going into the Big Ten tournament, that they're on the right side of the bubble. So you got to go 7-4 in these last 11 games. Are there 7 wins here? Rutgers, Northwestern, at Minnesota, home against Ohio State, at Northwestern. You get Michigan State back at home. Nebraska at home. That's 7. So you got to win all those. And then maybe can you pick off an Illinois at home? Can you go to Wisconsin and get them? Can you go to Indiana and get them? It eliminates so much of the room for error that you already almost didn't have because of some of the bad losses you racked up early in the season. Iowa made up so much goodwill with that 4-game winning streak. But now it feels like you've given most of that away with this 2-game losing streak. And again, it's not over by any means. Nobody's saying that, but you just put a lot of pressure now. You have to come home and beat a good Rutgers team at home. And you have to, you know, hopefully you get Patrick McCaffrey back. That will be a big help if and when it happens. Fran McCaffrey said this week that he absolutely expects it to happen at some point. I've been surprised these last 2 games that it hasn't happened. I don't know if they're waiting for a home game. I hope that's the case. I hope we see him Sunday afternoon. Another reason I wanted to make sure to do an instant reaction tonight is because I likely won't be able to do one Sunday, as I'll be at the game. And I'm excited about that. It'll be my first time inside Carver this season, going with my son and my dad and my brother and my nephew, and that's going to be really, really cool. There's just so much pressure now on that game. But yeah, it'd be nice that afternoon if Patrick comes out on the floor and we can all kind of give him a big ovation, a big hug. It'd be good to get him back. It'd be good to get some consistency from some of these guys. You don't want to put too much pressure on any of these guys, but you know, like Chris Murray just can't disappear like that. It just can't happen. So anyway, I'm kind of rambling here. This is going to be a pretty quick podcast, guys. I'm struggling with this one. That sucked. That absolutely sucked. That hurts. Not a killer. Let's hope that in March we're not looking back at tonight and saying, if you just get that one, if you just get that one. We'll have it covered from all angles, as we always do. Big wrestling duel tomorrow night. That one could get rough. That one could get rough. But a big one tomorrow night against Penn State. And the Iowa women are rolling, so we got that going for us. And Sunday afternoon, you have to win against Rutgers. Let's see if they can do it. Thank you so much for listening. Keep your head up. Sleep this one off. And hey, forever, go Hawks.